In a world where we have everything and it's still not enough, we're often left wondering, is this really it?
Deep inside, you know there's more to life. You're ready to leave behind the old push your way through and claim the deeper, more meaningful life that's calling you.
That's what we invite you to explore with us.
We're your hosts,
Stephanie Allen
and Marin Oslak.
And this is the Soulful Leader Podcast.
Yay.
Welcome to the Soulful Leader Podcast. This is Marin, and I'm here with Stephanie. We are starting season two, and that may seem strange, considering season one was almost 3 years of our podcast. So we wanted to take a moment and kind of unpack that and look at what's motivating us to shift gears a little bit, claim a season two versus season one, and just keep going and really move to the next level of what we're creating here together, Stephanie and I together, and with all of you together.
Yeah, like in our past 144 podcasts, which is a lot, it required a lot of discipline within ourselves and to each other and to the process. And in that, it actually transformed us. It really changed our own relationship with each other as well as with ourselves. It deepened it. And I feel like in a world where, you know, we even say this in the podcast, right? In the opening of where we want to be more and do more and have more and all of that go, go, go and pushing, there comes a time when is enough enough? And we have such abundance on this planet and in our own lives. And even though you may not have material abundance, I can assure you there's an abundance of something, whether it's time, whether it's friends or resourcefulness or safety. Like, it's amazing how we get tuned in to our scarcity and our lack and how that really not only hurts ourselves, but also our relationship with ourselves and each other and with the planet. And I know I want to change that for myself. I don't want to be led by outside versions of measurement of whether or not I'm good enough. I want to tune into what is calling me to not only do, I think we focus a lot on the doing, but also becoming. And that's a different conversation.
As you started that sentence, you were talking about the things that we've kind of changed and transformed, you know, our relationship with ourselves and with our audience. And I would also say our relationship with soulful leadership.
Yeah, good one.
What that actually means to us as we've had the honor and privilege of interviewing and talking to several soulful leaders. And as we've stepped further into that for ourselves, and just so the audience knows, one of the things that Stephanie and I have done over the last month is we have been sitting with the question and coming back to over and over again, what is a soulful leader? And I think that's one of the reasons that, for me anyway, season two is going to be a lot about unpacking that together of with our guests, with our audience, with each other, with spirit, with guidance, with all of the things of, I don't think it's a one and done answer.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an evolution.
Yeah.
And holding that question and being in the unknown and continuing to ask that question, we as you and I and all those who are listening, we are going to explore what that means. And there's going to be a lot of unknown, and we will be asking that question to those that we will be, you know, having the luxury to really have some time together with them to interview them and share and unpack what their beliefs are or what their inner process is. And it's a reverse thing of then finding answers. We are actually going to ask more questions.
Absolutely. And I think what you were talking about of, you know, we have so much, like we say at the intro, we have so much, and yet it's not enough. I think that's one of the pieces that we've already started to unearth around a soulful leader is somebody who sees the abundance and is not in the lack mindset that is so prevalent in our culture.
Oh, yeah.
That advertising and everybody is, you know, like everybody wants us to feel in lack so they can sell us one more thing. A soulful leader doesn't come from that place. And it's really an important distinction because we're surrounded by it so much. It's actually hard to separate yourself from it and to really step into that place of, no, there is enough. There is enough. And that doesn't mean that there can't also be more.
Yeah, it's like the both and. It's like there's not enough, but that can be so tormenting because you never feel like you're good enough or that you've done enough or that it was the right thing or, you know, and that's very tormenting. And at the same time, you can also feel that it's like, wow, I'm so grateful. I'm so blessed. There's so much, but there's something deeper that's calling in me that is probably going to make me step out of my comfortable little area. And that it's not about doing it alone. I think there's also that soulfulness of it's more about than just yourself. Mm. But you're also not forgetting yourself. And what I mean by the self, it's like I'm not talking about the narcissistic self-centeredness part of ourselves, the entitlement part of ourselves, but like the true self. Like, who is the true self? You know, it's asking those existential questions. Who am I? Why am I here? What is the meaning or the purpose of my life? What am I called to do in this world? But also, who am I called to become? What wants to happen? And not trying to figure it out, but also staying with that question so that you're present to what shows up and you're guided, kind of like a treasure map. It's like you don't necessarily know where the treasure is. You know there's treasure. You don't necessarily know how to get there. And it's going to require that you ask for help and that you let go of old adaptations of thinking and believing that, you know, like one of the ones that Maren just said, not enough, of scarcity. Like, you have to let that go and be vulnerable and invite people in and admit where, hey, you know, I'm not so great over here. I need your help. And actually let the help come in. And not have that story going on in your head of like, oh, what do they think of me? They think I'm this or they think I'm that or they're trying to punish me. It's like really adopting a whole new way of being in a relationship that is trusting the unknown and trusting the higher call of one's life.
I think that, well, there will be lots of podcasts where we go more deeply into each of these things that are kind of coming, bubbling up here today. And one of the things you were just talking about of stories, I find that a soulful leader is always looking to up-level the story. And it's not a one and done.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing process of what's a higher version of that? What's a higher version? What's another way I could talk about that? What's a different way of that I need to think about, I could think about that? What's a different, you know, like trying to see it from all the angles and also from a higher perspective. And so yeah. I'm really excited about this coming season. And I think a lot of the excitement is coming from that curiosity of what will we uncover? And what will we create together with the audience, with spirit, with looking into what is a soulful leader, with all of the people that we already have an exciting lineup of people to interview who are soulful leaders. And gosh, I'm just so looking forward to getting to know each of them and more about like what is the deeper, you know, like when we started this, we had a really clear idea of a soulful leader and who we were talking to and what it meant. And even with that, that evolves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think there's ever a one and done. And yeah. I think that's what we're learning to let go of, that it's, you know, I was speaking to someone today and they were saying, you know, like, how often am I really going to have to go and take care of this body? And I'm like, well, you know, it's not a one and done. Like, if you're living and breathing and you're above ground, there's probably some love and care to be taken. And it's the same idea as a soulful leader. It's like, I don't think it's transcending that, hey, this is where I want to get to. And when I get there, I've arrived. And I think most of you that are listening, you may say, well, I kind of like my life's pretty good. I've already arrived. And that's where the question comes in. It's like, okay, but there's more to my life. I'm still here. I'm healthy. Things are going well. What else? That's where we have to let go of our figuring it out and say, this is my goal setting, or this is my vision board, or it's like, well, I've got that, or this is happening for me. I'm pretty good. What then is my soul asking me to step into? That's letting go of our willfulness and allowing like a higher call or a divine will or something greater than ourselves to call us into being.
Yeah.
And that's the unknown. That's the unknown.
And I really feel like that I think all of our audience will understand this, that longing of like, it almost is an itch, an internal itch, yeah, of like, there's something. And that something is the foundation of the soulful leader. You know, that's where we've transcended the logical mind, all of the high rational stuff, and we get into the real meaning of life.
Yeah. I mean, you might even know of somebody, or you might even feel this yourself, is like, sometimes you go like, I have everything. Why am I still not happy or fulfilled in my life? Mm. There's still something missing. And we're so conditioned to see the physical level of everything. Mm-hmm. When the physical things are all in its right place, like, you know, then why do I feel like there's something missing? Then it's a call to go deeper.
Why do I keep creating the drama, right, in my life so that I have something to address?
Right. I mean, we hear about this all the time with people retiring from their jobs or their identities. What they're doing is retiring from their identity that they've so created in the outer world. You know, when we say, who are you? I'm a mother, or I'm a businesswoman, or I'm this or that or whatever. And then the minute, you know, the children leave or you retire from your job, well, now who am I? I don't know. You know, it's like, again, we've made that exterior so important that we've left the interior. And, you know, this is the soulful is both blending the outer and the inner. It's the marriage between them. And I don't quite know what that looks like yet, because, again, it's never one and done. I'm so excited about the journey. And I'm so grateful that you are all listening to us right now, that you're listening to us and that you're on this journey with us. I really am excited about that.
Absolutely. So remember, you can find us on Facebook and LinkedIn. Those things are still there. We still want you to, more than ever, be involved with us. We want to know your thoughts on soulful leadership, who you know that you feel is a soulful leader and why. And really engage, because that to us is what one of the things that a soulful leader is they're engaged. So we're looking forward to this coming, I don't know how many episodes season 2 is going to be. Well, we're going to discover that together. So I know it'll be at least one more, probably a lot more than that. So we'll see you next week on the Soulful Leader Podcast.
And that wraps up another episode of the Soulful Leader Podcast with your hosts, Stephanie Allen
and Marin Oslak. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to dive deeper, head over to our website at thesoulfulleaderpodcast.com.
Until next time.